I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, April 3rd edition of 2007 of the American Awakening. I'm your guest, or I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Hey, listen, we've got a great show coming up today. I have none other than DV Kid coming on for the first hour. And in the second hour, I'm going to cover a little news and maybe talk to you about a bit about a book I read last night. Remember, I had Tex Mars on last week talking about this new book by Andrew Hitchcock called The Synagogue of Satan. Hey, I read it yesterday, and what a book. Anyway, got a headache. Headaches stay gone. Remember, 800-327-0727. I hardly ever get headaches, but everybody around here raves about them, so if you get a headache, give them a call. Again, Freedom to Fascism. If you want a free copy of it, feel free to email me, discerner, D-I-S-C-E-R-N-E-R, 12000 at yahoo.com, and I'll send one out to you free of charge. Just drop me an email. Don't forget the truck out, the 23rd to 25th of April. Tell all the truckers, okay, they want to park in front of the Capitol, or if they can't make it to Washington, D.C., park in front of their state capitol. And don't move. Guests. Had Ralph Epperson on yesterday, had a wonderful show. Today I've got DV Kid. Tomorrow I am going to have on Elizabeth Baumgartner. That's the lady that's been going through this ordeal with the court system for the last 5 years. Been incarcerated for 522 days from over the last 5 years for contempt of court. And we're going to get into that issue, let her tell her story. Thursday, I've got none other than Lindsey Williams, and that's the guy that walked with the elite, knows what their plans are. Friday, I've got Ralph Winterode, who also has a show on this network, and we're going to talk about taxes and the court system again. And if you recall, in my previous shows, I've had a couple other people on that have been dealing with the court system. And what we're doing here is doing our best to expose the corruption and try to find some ways to correct it. And, again, remember, on Monday the 9th, Don Nikoloff will be substituting for me. That's the guy that's doing the research, writes for the Idaho Observer. And he is exposing corruption in Chicago. His guest is going to be another than Don Harkin, who is the owner of the Idaho Observer. And he has a show on called The American Activist on Saturday, so you don't want to miss his show. His wife, Ingrid Castle, and Don Harkin have a show every weekend. So with that, let me get into I go into newswithviews.com, and I look at some of the articles that DV Kid writes, and I'm telling you, she's all over the place. Brilliant lady. She can talk to you just about any issue. And I was going to go into a particular subject matter with her, and then I got on News with Views, and I find out she just wrote another article yesterday called Our Strong Economy, A Powder Keg Waiting to Blow. So I'm going to cover that with her and probably open up the phones at the bottom of the hour and let a few of you call in if you have any questions for DV. Brilliant lady. She can go down the rabbit hole and does some fantastic investigative research on a myriad of issues, and I'm sure a lot of you know who she is. Got an article here. Not only do the good people know who she is, but the bad people know who she is as well. The ADL is slamming her for being involved in the tax movement. But I'll get into that after the break. What have we got before the break, Manny? We're going right now? I don't hear the music. Okay. Going to a break. After the break, we'll have my guest, DV Kid. Again, this is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org, and 12180 shortwave. Back with you in 3 minutes. Stick with me.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And I'll tell you, I have followed this lady for a long, long time. A lot of the information that I get and report on, I get off of her website, newswithviews.com. And she's such a brilliant woman. She goes down the rabbit hole on all these different issues, and sometimes I just wonder how one can get this knowledgeable. Without further ado, let me welcome to you D.V. Kidd. D.V., are you with me?
I certainly am. I didn't know you were in Round Rock.
Oh, yes. I moved from Phoenix, Arizona to Round Rock about 3 weeks ago.
Isn't there a big Dell computer plant there?
Yes, there is, right around the corner just next to the HEB where I go grocery shopping, and it takes up city blocks.
Oh, boy, I've had nothing but problems with them over buying my last ink cartridges.
Oh, well, let me have your ink cartridge. I'll take it in and complain.
Huh?
I said, let me have your ink cartridge. I'll take it in and complain.
Well, I refuse to order them online because I just don't want to use my credit cards for that. And the 800 number goes to India. And I order my cartridges by mail to Round Rock. And over the years, they've been fine. But this last time, for some reason, they, you know, can't process the order or whatever. So I sent them a letter last week and told them, look, you know, either give me my order or give me my money back. I said, but I'm not dealing with your 800 number because I'm not going to deal with somebody in New Delhi who has a job that an American used to hold. Guess what? I got a call on Saturday from New Delhi.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing, though? These scoundrels outsource the jobs to India. I ran into the same thing with Sprint, and I got rid of my Sprint phone.
Well,
and you know what? If all Americans would do that, D.V., maybe we could get our constitutional republic back.
I've been doing it since 1994. I don't even own a toaster because I can't find one made in the USA.
Is that right?
That's right.
I don't shop at Walmart. Does that count?
That counts. We call it China Mart.
Okay. Well, listen, you know, I went in here. I'm on News with Views right now, and I can just literally pick a subject with you and go down, you know, on anything. And I want to thank you again. D.V. Kidd is the lady that wrote the article on the chemtrails or the contrails called Killing Us Softly. And I picked up my guest, Rosalind Peterson, off of this particular article. So, again, I thank you. She was a wonderful and very knowledgeable guest.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, I want to talk a little bit. I was going to go down the road on the contrails again, but then you just I got on here this morning, and I looked at your latest article about the economy and a powder keg ready to blow. And in it, you're talking about the almost $9 trillion national debt. And if you would, for my listeners, you know, let's expound on this a little bit, because I noticed you said in here, I'll read the first paragraph, it says, you know, if you let me write $200 billion worth of hot checks every year, I could give you an illusion of prosperity, too. And that was by Senator Lloyd Benson, presidential debates in 1988. Well, it's gone way, way beyond that. Okay. So, you know, open it up a little bit. Let the listeners know exactly what's happening here, if you would.
Well, the point of my column is that the economy has been in a slow burn in the wrong direction for a long time, but now it's starting to flame up because we are being taxed to death to pay for nothing that benefits our country. People get confused about when they hear the terms national debt and the deficit. I think people sometimes confuse them as being one and the same, but they're not. And as an example, if these scoundrels in Congress decide they're going to spend $1 trillion and there's no money coming in, or that the receipts from corporations total $500 billion, the shortfall is $500 billion. They only have half of what they need in the Treasury. So what they do is turn around and borrow the $500 billion in ink to use it to distribute for their funding programs. Now, that money's borrowed from the private consortium of banks, this banking cartel known as the Federal Reserve. They charge we the people usury or interest on that money that Congress and these presidents, one after the other, approve these budgets because they're spending beyond the restrictions placed upon them under Article 1, Section 8. But more importantly, it doesn't fund any functions of the government. Every penny of this income tax that's stolen out of your checks with the withholding scam, or people who have to write checks April 15th, every penny goes to pay down this borrowing by these free spenders in Congress, regardless of party. The rest of it goes to loot the public treasury, to enslave us people, we the people, to give money to foreign countries, to the Bank of International Settlements, the World Bank, the Communist UN, and a whole laundry list. The Founding Fathers, they must be, well, I won't say they're rolling in their graves, they must be double dead by now, because they would never have put up with this kind of garbage. But, on the other hand, the American people, because the economy is so bad, because these insidious and unconstitutional trade agreements have destroyed the most important and prosperous of our job sectors, agricultural, manufacturing, industrial, are begging for anything to stay employed. And so what the government does, and I cited a column I wrote in December of 2005 on that transportation bill, in order for the government to shield the people from the truth, they pass things, and this was a Republican-controlled Congress, and Bush signed this $286 billion transportation bill to provide jobs. Well, the problem is there wasn't one nickel in the Treasury at the time. It was over $8 trillion overdrawn. So they wrote a $286.5 billion hot check. By the time the interest gets added on to that, we the people, that transportation bill will end up close to $500 billion. And the jobs that it provided only further enslaved the worker, because the government takes more and more and more in taxes out of that check, a government-created job. So, you see, the people are on a treadmill. They don't know how to get off. They're afraid to get off. But the bottom line is we're reaching critical mass. when that first wave of baby boomers starts to retire next year, it is going to be financial Armageddon, and it'll be interesting to see how many more wars Mr. Bush can start in between now and then to help pay for it, to boost the economy. And, of course, couple on the hundreds of billions of dollars that don't exist that have to be borrowed to prop up the 15 to 20 million illegal aliens squatting in our country. And top on that, we have tens of millions, not 200,000 or 300,000 or 5 million. We have 10, 20, 30 million elderly Americans who have no health insurance, they have no savings, they have no family, they have no way to pay for their care. And this is going to bankrupt an already totally bankrupt Treasury. So you see, all of the components are in place for a very deadly outcome as far as the people are concerned.
Well, as you speak here, you know, it reminds me of the jobs that are being lost in the auto industry up in Detroit, and it brings up another thing that I thought of. Iran, you know, and I know you know this, outlawed the dollar, and they have decided to start selling oil in euros. Malaysia followed suit a few days later, and, you know, ironically, it's because the Federal Reserve is printing dollar bills like there's no tomorrow, and I think that these countries, which they call rogue nations, are doing anything they can to get out from under this hidden tax of inflation. Would you agree with that?
Yes, and these foreign countries, as I quoted this gentleman in my column, you know, they can cut off the oxygen supply to America anytime they want because of this irresponsible, reckless spending by now the Democrats picking up right where they left off. The United States government has to borrow $3 billion a day, $3 billion a day from foreign countries. One of them is commie China, who is not a friend of the United States, not to mention that they're barbarians and they're communists. It is truly the biggest insanity I've ever
seen. Oh, now come on, DV. They were voted most favored nation.
Well, that's because Bush and Clinton, they're in the money pot.
I know. I'm just kidding. Yeah, listen, I want to ask you, my phone lines are already lighting up, and I knew they would. Did you want to take a call?
That's no problem.
Okay, let's take a call. Let's go to Russ in Texas. Russ, are you with me?
I sure am. Thank you very much for taking my call. You're doing a terrific job.
Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Have you got a question for DV?
Yeah, DV, this is Russ in Dallas. You're the one that woke me up back in 93 with your Project 93, long time ago.
Yeah, it's been many years, huh?
Yeah, sure has. Last time I saw you was at the Seattle Expo when you brought Joe Bannister with you. I noticed that the banks are charging more and more petty fees now, too, to try to keep themselves afloat. I met a gal who works as a consultant to banks, figuring out ways to very elusively charge more and more money. I also have a piece, a video clip from Robert Reich when he was on with Charlie Rose back during the Clinton administration, when he intentionally confused the word debt and deficit. He said, you know, Clinton supposedly had a deficit surplus. Or there was no deficit, rather. I mean, that's an oxymoron. But apparently there was a budget surplus. And Robert Reich came out and said, well, now that there's no more debt, you know, and just totally tried to confuse people with that. When you mentioned China, their most favored nation trading status, apparently the Chinese ambassador to the U.S. Came to Congress back during the Clinton administration and said that they wanted most favored nation trading status, and Congress said, no, you're a communist country, you deal in child labor, et cetera. And China said, well, at that point, they said, we have $750 billion in U.S. cash, and if you don't give us what we want, we're going to dump it into the international markets and crash the dollar. 60 days later, they had most favored nation trading status. Congress has been blackmailed. We are under economic persecution, unbelievable.
Well, and all of the blathering that's going on by these candidates for the presidency, Marxist Hillary Clinton and Obama, these people, she knows what's going on, but the rest of them don't. But the bottom line, you know, is at this particular point in time, this Congress isn't going to do what has to be done, just like the Republicans didn't do for 12 years.
Let me stop you right there, DV. I'll hold you over, Russ. We've got to go to a break. 3 minutes.
Thank you. I got one more comment.
Okay.
Thank you.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, DV Kidd, republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave. Stick with us. We'll be back in three.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special and very knowledgeable guest, D.V. Kidd. We've got Russ from Texas on the line. We've got a short segment this time. Russ, go ahead. Quick thought for D.V.
Thank you very much. D.V., this is for you. A quote from Calvin Coolidge. Nothing in the world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius is not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination are omnipotent. The slogan, press on, has solved and always will solve the problems of the human race. No person was ever honored for what he received. Honor has been the reward for what he gave. And you've given a tremendous part of your life, and you've changed mine.
Oh, thank you. Make me embarrassed here.
Well, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. You know, it's not, like I said, it's not talent or education or, you know, brilliance. It's persistence. And that's what you portray, and that's what, Michael, you portray, and, you know, Alex Jones and John Stettmiller and everybody out there that's on the front lines, I want to just lift them up in prayer, too. And another quote, I don't know who said it, but quickly, when a man who is honestly mistaken sees the truth, he either ceases to be mistaken or he ceases to be honest.
Cool.
Very prophetic and very interesting.
God bless you. Michael, you're doing a terrific job. Dee Dee, if you get to Dallas, I want to know about it.
Okay.
Thank you, Russ. I appreciate it. You don't know how much I appreciate that input. And, yes, I will agree. Dee Dee, you've done a lot for me as well. Got another call before the break. Let's see if we can squeeze in Ron in New Jersey. Ron, go ahead. You have a question for Dee Dee or a comment?
Yes, I do. Dee Dee, my question is, how come we're not exploring the oil in our own country or with our friend in Mexico who has tons of oil? Why is all that energy going to waste, and why are we not exploring alternate energies also?
Well, because you have people like counterfeit Senator Joseph Biden, who gave a speech on the Senate floor on June 28th and 29th and July 1st of 1992. It was called Looking Towards the Wilsonian New World Order or something like that. I forget it, but it was very explicit, the title. But in his speech, he said that even if there is no environmental disasters or whatever, we have to create one. Now, we know that the Council on Foreign Relations, we know the Trilateral Commission, they set policy for this country at the behest of the money cartel. And the greenies out there have tremendous influence. Why, I don't know. But there's no reason why places like Anwar shouldn't have been explored a long time ago. And, of course, the big oil companies don't really want alternative fuels. And the auto manufacturers, instead of being allowed to operate in a free market society, are hamstrung by these fools in the Congress all the time. It's like I said, it's a treadmill that people are on, and they don't seem to know how to get off because, quite frankly, the American people, I think, on the whole, are afraid to resist. They no longer have the will to resist, just go along to get along, because they sold their souls for materialism instead of freedom and liberty.
Well, I have to agree with you there. My thing is, I know the American people are brilliant people, and we can come up with anything we need to survive and make this country continue on as a great, great country it's been.
That's exactly right.
And I'm speaking as a black American in this country.
This nation is rich in human manpower. We're rich in resources.
But absolutely.
The opportunity has been deliberately stripped through those trade agreements, because what's happened since NAFTA is you've got millions of Americans who've been run off the land. Cities across the country, and I've been in almost every state of the union, and seen the empty silos, the shut-down cities. What they've done is drive the people into these huge crime-infested cities whose infrastructure cannot support this new influx of population, and it creates division and anxiety and you know, traffic jams. And so people are concentrated on that. They don't really want to sit down and read a book about the Federal Reserve.
Right. It's called social engineering.
Oh, you got that right.
Well, the majority of people don't have the time anymore. You're right, Dee Dee. They're so on the treadmill that when they get home, all they want to do is pop a beer and watch American Idol. They're too tired to actually get down and do any research.
Yeah. Well, I have found, you know, driving from Sacramento or Denver or even here in Texas to Washington, D.C., and going through Pennsylvania, Ohio, Illinois. I was in Pennsylvania to look into the Flight 93. You just go through town after town after town. It has one gas station, one 7-Eleven, a couple of churches, and a few elderly people. The young people have been driven off, you know, off the land. The farms, we've lost tens of thousands of family farmers, deliberately shut down. And if you want to know more about that, I highly recommend a website called The Metrix, T-H-E-M-E-A-T-R-I-X.
I've seen that one.
Yeah. So you can see what, the, you know, these big conglomerates, with the help and assistance of scumballs like Bob Dole, to kill the family farmer, shut down our industrial and manufacturing. So where do those people go? I'll give you a big clue, and I know we're going to the break. My parents live in Lake Oroville, California, small town, Northern California, beautiful rural area up there. Before China Mart, Walmart came into that town, the downtown was bustling, hustling. You had companies, little family-owned businesses have been there since 1890. It was a very prosperous era. 1994, NAFTA was signed. By the end of 95, all the olive plants had been shut down. China Mart came in, and within 6 months, the downtown area was dead. They promised jobs. They sure did. The whole downtown area looks like a ghost town, and the people who own them, the owners themselves, and their employees who used to make good living wages, ended up in minimum wages for China Mart.
Okay, we got to go to a break. Michael Herzog with my guest, Stevie Kidd. You want to stay on, Ron? All right, Ron's gone. All right. Republic.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog with The American Awakening with my special and very knowledgeable guest, D.V. Kidd. Now, I haven't even opened up the phone lines yet. I'm wondering if I should do that. I guess I will. D.V., are you okay with that?
I'm fine.
Okay. You can give us a call at 800-313-9443 if you have a question for D.V. or a comment about the show. I believe Ron's still on the line. Ron?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. D.V., go ahead and continue with the Orville story.
Oh, I was but this is a perfect example of, number one, what happens when you have this beast called free trade.
Right.
They, like I said, all of the olive plants, all of the plants down in that area, it's very heavy agriculture. They all shut down because the plants moved to Mexico. And you brought in China Mart, and it destroys existing businesses because they undercut them so badly. And so what you do is you take prosperous areas and you reduce them to ashes. And, you know, I know that a lot of people are employed by Walmart, you know, and I understand that, but they don't understand the bigger picture. They really don't.
Yeah, they don't understand that.
It's all in the grand scheme of things.
Right. They don't understand that they're a global company and that they're not for the American people.
Well, as long as Americans continue to patronize them and,
That's right.
You know, Walmart likes to, you know, say that they have the lowest prices. Well, they used to say that when the goods were made in the United States. Now, I go and I buy made in the USA, and people say, well, how do you do that? There's a section on the front page of my website, dv.com. As a matter of fact, I just got a bunch of T-shirts I ordered from a company called Athletic Appeal. They're made in the United States. They have the most wonderful doggy logos. And, yeah, I had to wait a few days to get them. I didn't run over. China Mart's only 1 mile from my house here in Big Spring, Texas.
Right.
But I'd rather wait because I want to support American workers. So that section on my website has the websites of it and links to thousands of companies that are still
I'll tell you what used to work back in the 60s for the civil rights. It's called peaceful boycott.
Mm-hmm.
And if you boycott these corporations that are not helping the American people, I believe that we can do wonders. Because when you stop giving them your money, that's the end of their reign.
I say that all the time, and I've been saying that since I found out the, I guess it was the Stevens brothers, Stevens, I think their last name, it's been a dozen years, were given, who head up Tyson, were giving all this money to a traitor like Bill Clinton. I haven't bought a single product of Tyson since then, and I will not, nor have I spent a penny on Hormel. Because the owner, the chief CEO or whatever his name, he's a homosexual, and Clinton sent him to Luxembourg as the ambassador, which was a slap in the face to the people over there. I know that it hurts the little guy because there's a lot of, you know, decent, honest, hardworking Americans that work for these companies. But if I own stock in one of these companies, which I don't, the first thing I would do is, you know, as a stockholder would say, look, if you're going to keep doing this, I'm selling my stock. I'm getting out. I'm withdrawing my financial support because I'm not going to support your policies any longer.
Well, Devi, I certainly appreciate people like you and Michael to reiterate the last gentleman who called in. And like I said, coming from my community, we all hurt when any of us hurt in this country. So then we better get it together and stop going with the race against race and all that bull crap that they're putting on us to divide us and keep us divided.
Well, I'll tell you something, Ron. As far as I'm concerned, the race business has become just that. You know, these big leaders out there.
Business.
Yeah, by Al Sharpton and stuff.
Absolutely. I agree with
you. They made it into their living. One of my best friends, Sherry Jackson, just happens to be a black American. And I tell this to people all the time, just switch the tables. What if Sherry, the first time she met Devi, in her own mind went, oh, no, she's white.
Right.
How would that make me feel?
Right. And what an awesome friendship she would have missed out on.
But when I saw Sherry, I didn't see any color. I saw a woman I respected before I even met her and then came to love her as a friend.
Right.
But, like I said, it's just become too big a business. Because
exactly
if you just
right.
go out in America, I have people, friends that I've known for years that come from everywhere. But we're all Americans. And I get a lot of racist mail in my mailbox, I can tell you that right now. And I get a lot of mail bigots. I mean out and out bigotry. I just block them from my email. I don't even respond.
You know what, I speak with a lot of people, and I don't get any of that because I won't tolerate it.
Yeah, well, that's why.
I mean, they can go pound sand as far as I'm concerned. But God bless you both, and I really appreciate you both, and I'll keep on listening.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate the call. Devi,
right.
I had another caller that called in and wants you to give out your website for her.
Oh, it's just my name, and I know it's so hard. My parents made it difficult. It's dv.com, and that's D as in Delta, E as in Echo, V as in Victor, another V as in Victor, and a Y as in Yankee, DEVVY.com.
Okay, thank you, Devi. You know, it's ironic that you should mention Sherry Jackson because she's on my list of people to call for guests. And if you don't mind, after the show's over, I'd like to call you back and get her number because I can't find it on the guest list.
Yeah, I got it on my Rolodex, and be sure and call me right back as I have to go to the dentist.
Okay, I will do. Listen, we've got another caller on the line. Donna from Massachusetts, you're with Devi and Michael.
Hi, Devi. Hi, Michael.
Hello.
I also wanted to encourage your listeners, especially with the problems we're having with our food supply, to go to localharvest.org and find out who the local organic farmers are in your area, because they are cropping up all over the place. Even here in southern New England, I was surprised to find out that you can buy into these. It's kind of like a buying club, but from June through like October, they'll put aside a combination of all their fresh produce for you every week or so, and you just pick it up. It's a great thing, and I mean, especially you got salmonella and your peanut butter and. You've got melamine in your dog food.
Oh, don't be telling me that, Donna. I just went down and stocked up on peanut butter. Oh, no.
So, that's one of the reasons why we moved out of California into Sacramento into a small town like Big Spring, because, and we research this very carefully, our best friends live here, and she plants an organic garden every year, and last summer I bought all my vegetables from her. But this area is rich in organic farmers. We have high water tables. I hate to sound negative, but it's really coming down to it's survival's the name of the game.
Sure.
And if you want to stay healthy, you got to work at it.
You do, but localharvest.com has a lot of alternatives in your area, alternatives to the corporate supermarkets, because we simply can't be trusting them anymore. We shouldn't be trusting them anymore. We've seen too much already, and you know what price do you put on your health? Could this be the cause of so many cancers we're seeing today? So what do we know? What we've been consuming?
Right.
The diseases and the deaths have only recently surfaced.
That could possibly tie in right with those contrails and plumes, huh, Dee?
I was just going to say.
Certainly,
one of the things, I don't know if Rosalind Peterson brought it up on your show or not, but did she bring up the water tables from her area?
Yes, she did.
Yeah. When she whipped those out, I got us a meeting with the chief of staff for my state representative out there in Sacramento, an idiot. But when she whipped out those water tables and showed him the huge spikes in barium and aluminum, he actually knew what he was looking at, and that shocked him.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole aerosol spraying is an environmental disaster that will make MTB look like child's play.
Yes, and I would invite all of you to go into newswithviews.com and read DB's article from March 19th. It's called Contrails Killing Us Softly. It's a great article.
Yeah, and I have another one coming up, not Thursday, but probably next Monday or in a week or so. Rosalind sent me her rebuttal. She was on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, she sent that to me.
Oh, she sent it to you. I'm going to go ahead and put it into PDF and stick it in one of my columns so people, it's a fascinating read, but people think that the Discovery Channel and the History Channel don't have agendas, but that's baloney, because I've seen complete distortions of historical information on the History Channel regarding the founding of this country.
Mm-hmm.
It's nauseating.
Right. All right, Donald, listen, thank you so much for the call. Unless you have something else real quick.
No, those are very good points. Also, Home Depot is another culprit. My husband's a carpenter by trade, has been for 30 years. The quality has gone straight down. He has had to send things back, and he's gone back to an old supplier that he's had, local supplier, because the stuff is junk. I mean, certain company names will sound like they're made in the U.S., but they're actually made in China.
Right.
Not to mention the fact that they do knowingly hire illegals.
Right.
Yes.
And it's also planned obsolescence. Okay, Donna, thank you for the call. We've got to move on.
Thanks
again. Okay, Mark in Ohio. Mark, you're on with Devi and Michael. Mark.
Yes.
Yes, you're on with Devi and Michael. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, Devi.
Yes.
I tried to access your website, and it comes up forbidden. You don't have permission to access on the server. I was kind of wondering what that was.
Well, I don't know.
It's the ADL.
Sometimes it must be people's systems, because I just clicked on and it came right up in Internet Explorer.
Okay. Well, I appreciate hearing you, by the way. You're doing a good job and hanging there.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for the call, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, listen, you know, as far as boycotting, and I've been saying this for a long time, I was invited to a... it was a 9/11 meeting back in Phoenix, Devi. You know, and the lady wanted me to come and do a talk and yada, yada, yada. And I said, I really, you know, I, I'm... I want to move on from 9/11. Yes, I happened. Yes, it was an inside job. But let's do something about it. Let's boycott these people. You know, the American people can shut these companies down. For example, the full body scanners at the airport. Just don't fly. Let them examine each other. You know, or don't buy gas at Exxon for a week, just like the truck out on the 23rd to the 25th of April. If all the truckers stop driving, you know, it's going to get these politicians' attentions that maybe they shouldn't let these Mexicans come over in their trucks. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. And I can remember years ago when I first saw the naked scanners in Orlando, Florida's airport, and they were interviewing a woman and her daughter, and she was tittering around about it. Oh, it's just one of those things we have to do because of 9/11. And I thought to myself, shame on you for putting your 12-year-old prepubescent daughter in front of a screen where a strange man can see her naked.
Most likely a pervert with a TSA, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's shame on any parent who would put their child through that. If she doesn't mind doing it, well, all the more power to her. But the American people, just like you said, we can stop this TSA and all this garbage. Look at the cargo bays. They're totally unprotected. As a matter of fact, the last time I flew was November 9th, 2001. I flew first class from Sacramento to D.C., and I was going to be there for 2 weeks on the East Coast. I had a huge suitcase. My husband said we should just drive the suitcase to the airport. But when we got out at the curb, the bell captain put the tag on my suitcase, put it on the trolley, and it went straight to the airplane because we watched it. And I just looked at John and I said, oh, my God. You know, here's all of this brouhaha, and you got to go through it. And they didn't. They just took that bag, that huge luggage, and put it right into the cargo bay. No dogs to sniff it, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I won't do it. I won't do it.
Well, I haven't done it either for quite some time. The last three trips that I've made, I've driven back to Indiana. And
I drive all over the place.
Yeah. I mean, what the American people need to realize is that they can't continue to do this to us unless we let them. Okay, if we stop, we say, no, we're not going to do this anymore. For example, if people just stopped and got out into the street and didn't work for 2 days, that would shut down the economy. These truckers on the 23rd to the 25th of April just parking their rigs, okay, or not buying fuel at all for 3 days at just pick a gas station. But if we do that throughout the country, that and that alone will be enough to get their attention and say, well, wait a minute, maybe we've stepped over the line here. Do you agree?
Yes, but too many people will not set aside their personal pleasures for conviction because they no longer have any more convictions or belief systems about anything. You know, flying, yeah, you could stop it in a heartbeat. I was watching an interview. I monitor these cable network shows, and they were talking about the high price of gas again. Where my mom is in Lake Orville, I just talked to her yesterday, $3.25 a gallon, $3.40 a gallon in San Francisco.
Oh, I just talked to Lindsey Williams today. He just got off a jet from Hawaii just yesterday, and he said it's $3.40 a gallon in San Francisco.
Yes, and yeah, and my daughter lives down in Los Angeles, and it's also $3.50 a gallon down there. And so the woman said, well, I was going to drive, but now I'm going to fly because it's cheaper, see? So it's, you know.
So it's all manipulated.
It's all,
and there's no rhyme or reason for the gas prices to shoot up like that. I mean, there was a little spike on the oil prices because $5 a gallon because of this, you know, threat to Iran, but they backed off of that. Then they turn around and jack up the gas prices, and what is the reason?
Well, according to Mr. Bush, the unconstitutional invasion of Iraq was to liberate the people and protect the strategic interests of the United States in that area.
Mm.
Bull. When he took office, crude was $18 a barrel. What is it today? $65, $66 a barrel? It worked perfectly, just the way the money cartel wanted it to work.
You mean Iraq isn't liberated, Jimmy? I just can't help it.
It's
amazing, isn't it? I mean,
well, it's all illegal to begin with because the Constitution does not authorize the people's treasury to be looted to nation build. In any foreign country.
I didn't even know we were nation building. As far as I'm concerned, you know, they took it down. They're building military bases over there, but I don't think they're reconstructing the country, are they?
Well, the money, they are building hospitals and schools, and our, you know, bird colonels are out there playing nanny to a bunch of kids.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
Well, it's, you know, and the American people, they are one-issue voters, and they're killing this country.
Well, but Iraqi oil was going to pay for the rebuilding, was it not?
Oh, yes, right. But the, like I said, you know, the American people, it's one-issue voting. I saw a woman interviewed after Keith Ellison was elected, and the whole issue of him coming and swearing his oath on the Koran, and they were interviewing people on the street in his voting district, and this woman said, "Oh, I didn't know that. I voted for him for free health care." That's exactly what came out of her mouth, and I wanted to shake her and say, where do you get the word free? Free prescription pills? That's right. All these big pharmaceutical companies like Squibb Lilly are just going to give away the pills. That would be free.
It's just unbelievable. Well, listen, we're going to get ready to come up on a break, and I didn't even open up the phone lines. We had a few calls, and then I opened up the phone lines, and Murphy's Law, we don't get any. But that's okay. I have a whole slew of underlying – I underlined a lot of your article I was going to go into, but we've only got 4 minutes left. So what I'll do when we get back is I'll just let you go off on some closing thoughts, and I'll tell you, you know, I'm going to have you up again with, you know, if you don't mind, because there's so much more we could get into.
Yeah, in a few weeks that'd be great because I got to go to Alamogordo in about 10 days to speak for the Paragon Foundation.
You are driving, yes?
Of course.
Okay, all right. We're going to a break. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest D.V. Kidd, RepublicBroadcasting.org, and 1280 shortwave CN3.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
All right, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, back with my special guest, D.V. Kidd. We've got about 4 minutes left in the first hour, and unfortunately, we can only have D.V. for an hour. She's a very busy lady. D.V., I was going to get into a lot of these underlines in, or things that I had underlined in your article, but I just one thing. While Mr. Bush and his underlings attempt to sell you a bill of goods about our economy is strong and growing, the reality is a far cry from such lies. The U.S. mortgage crisis forces homeowners to take refuge in their cars. And I just wanted to mention that New Century, as you probably know, filed for bankruptcy. And New Century is probably one of the largest, if not the largest, B lending institution in the United States.
One of the things that people, you know, don't pay enough attention to because they got their plates full as it is people look at the stock market and they go, oh, wow, stock market's up 120, things are great. They don't realize that the construction and housing industry comprise almost 40% of that stock market. And what you're seeing is what the slow burn, like I said, is turning into a big flame. Those people living in their cars, the foreclosure rate in California went up 79%. They aren't contributing anything to the economy because they don't have anything left.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this contributes to the downfall because the employers will have to start laying off, and it's just going to get worse and worse and worse.
Well, on the subject of the stock market, I mean, the stock market's at like 12,500 or something, but is it not true that they've expanded the money supply over the last 5 or 6 years to the point where the stock market should only be about 6,000 if you take it in relationship to how much money was available back then?
That's exactly right. That's why we call it the phony Dow. And you know, that's Bernard Bernanke is called the helicopter paper guy. I forget in one of his speeches he said, when things get bad, we'll just, you know, fly a helicopter around and drop money from it.
Yeah, which is exactly what I understand they did a few years ago in Iraq to stimulate their economy. I think they bundled up $100 bills. And I read a couple of articles on this. They bundled up $100 bills and dropped about $12 billion out of helicopters.
At some point, you can only put so much air into the bubble before it bursts. But at this point in time, you know, it's going to be up to the American people to withdraw their support and to focus on your state legislatures. We've got to get the 17th Amendment acknowledged as fraud. The states need to implement the state militias because trouble is coming. Trouble is coming from the Mexicans. I have been to Los Angeles. I've been down on the border with the Minutemen. But I have been to L.A. many, many times, and I can tell you right now, it's a cauldron just waiting to blow.
What has been your experience? I was down on the border back in July with Glenn Spencer, and that's about the time that Bush said he was going to put 6,000 additional National Guard troops on the border. He put nobody down there, at least not when I was there.
Well, the National Guard could build a fence along the southern border, lickety-split. All it would cost the state, the four states, is the materials. You don't need Congress to do it. If you had some governors that had the stones to step forward and say, okay, National Guard, you're already working weekends. You guys are and ladies are all talented. Down to the border you go. Let's get the fence up.
Mm-hmm.
And bump bellies with these craven poltroons out there in the Congress and this jerk sitting in the White House. He has no intention of closing that border. He never did. And, you know, that's the whole purpose is, you know, to bolster his North American Union. I was at that rally March 2nd, and I had, with Alex Jones, I had such a great time.
The rally, down in
Austin.
In Austin, okay. Yeah,
so
I was at
the 6-hour drive, but I'll tell you what, it was well worth the time, guarantee
okay.
you.
Music's coming up.
Okay.
D.V., I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. Remember, get your Rolodex out.
I got the Her card sitting right in front of me.
Okay, I'm going to call you just as soon as I go to break here.
Okay.
This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Second hour coming up. Stick with me. RepublicBroadcasting.org and 12180 Shortwave. And my thanks so much to D.V. Kidd for coming on as a guest. See you in three.